And now it's time for a different view. This is the Skeptic Overview.
It is the Skeptic Overlord's Year in Review. And of course, we have with us the one and only Bill Irvin, better known as the Skeptic Overlord on AboveTopSecret.com. How are you doing today, Bill?
I'm doing okay, but I'm confused. Where's Dave?
You know, that is an excellent question. Here's what I know. We had a phone call, a recorded message that came in from Agent X. And, you know, we haven't heard from Agent X for a while.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Dave got the call, and he forwarded the recorded message on to me, and then that's the last I've heard from Dave.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he hasn't answered any of my emails in like 2 days now.
Right.
And
or mine.
And Mark called me yesterday wondering where Dave was.
Right.
So, but I thought for sure he wouldn't miss this, and here he is missing this.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, I guess we'll soldier on. I mean, who needs the rabbit anyway? I mean, huh?
Well, we all need the rabbit.
Waskily Wabbit.
Waskily Wabbit. Oh, wait a minute. This would be the only chance I may ever be able to do this. Here we go. I'm looking for a wabbit. Thank you. Thank you very much. That'll be the last you hear that.
I've heard some better Elmer Fudd impersonation.
Yeah, it's not my best.
Okay, so anyway, we want to talk about 2007 on AboveTopSecret.com, and Jesus, what a year this was.
Right.
We are on pace to end up closing the year with just slightly over 14 million total visits, 71 million page views, and of that, 7.5 million absolute unique visitors.
Holy mackerel.
Well, yes, throughout the year. I mean, the analytics reporting software can track and determine how many of all of those visits are actually unique individuals. Obviously, we have a lot of repeat visits that are members, but really
sure.
A lot of our traffic comes from Google searches,
right.
And 7.5 million unique.
Wow.
And in all those visits, quite a bit more than half, almost 8 million of all of the visits to ATS in 2007 were the result of search engine searches,
right,
on just over 400,000 different keywords or search phrases.
What?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
There are 400,000 different search ways that people are searching to find Above Top Secret in 2007.
Wow.
And 2.4 million of all of those visits came from sites that have decided to actually talk about and link to our content. And all of those different sites total up to just over 18,000 different website domains have sent traffic to AboveTopSecret.com this year. Yes.
Jeez.
And on top of all that, and these are our significant, as a matter of fact, right now December is running at just about 2.5 times the traffic of December of 2006. So things are up across the board, and the number of posts that we've received this year, by the time we get through to midnight, December 31st,
yeah.
We, if everything stays on track and we average, if we just continue to average more than 2,400 posts a day,
right,
which we always do, we will have more than 1 million posts for the year of 2007. Yes.
Well, what,
and that's significant, too, because when you think about it, we don't allow people to just post smileys as a response or
right.
a one-liner laugh. I mean, we frown on that and very often delete them when they show up. So that's also phenomenal in itself, in that these are posts of content, of substance for the most part, that people are contributing. So that's huge.
Who knew that the redheaded stepchild would grow up so fast?
Yeah, really. I mean, I'm so proud.
It's the Skeptic Overlord's Year in Review.
So getting to the top 10 topics.
Yeah.
And for now, and this is the first time we can reveal to our members our 2007 year in review page. It's all you have to do is go to www.abovetopsecret.com/2007.html. And what you'll see is in detail the top 50 most replied to topics, and then another on the sidebar, another 100 of the hot most replied 2007 topics. You get to see in a really concise view the 150, whether they're important or not, but they're the hottest topics that have inspired a lot of conversation. And most of them are relatively important. And the top 10 threads of 2007 combined to receive just shy of 23,000 replies. so far. That's 23,997 replies.
Hey,
so anyway.
Before we get ahead into this, did you get a chance to hear the William Rodriguez
interview? Oh, yes. That Dave fantastic. And I did? Yes. Oh, that was just fantastic. And that's going to be a legacy for ATS Mex and ATS for a long time. I mean, I've heard a lot of interviews. I probably have made it a point because that's, you know, 9/11 tends to be not so much where I focus, but what I pay attention to.
Sure.
I've either seen or heard pretty much every interview with him that's easily available online.
Right.
And this is the one interview where his entire story and experience really shines through. And I don't know if he got better at telling it or he just had a better chance to tell it. I think it's a little of both. I think this is really the best chance he had to tell it all in one breath, so to speak.
Right.
And then that combined with the infuriating information that he's on the no-fly list of all things. Oh my
right.
God.
Yeah,
just amazing. Yeah, that was that'll just make you want to, you know, throw something.
Absolutely.
Something heavy and throw it long and hard.
So what's on the review?
Well, I'm going to take you through the top 10 topics.
Okay.
In order of replies, starting with the 10 most popular, work our way up to number one.
All right.
And then I have, out of all of that, out of all the threads, not just these top 10 or not just the threads on that particular page, my favorite thread of the year.
Ah, okay.
Number 10.
So, beginning with the number 10 position, we have a thread started by Bluebird in the Space Exploration Forum called Forest on Mars. And this was started on March 7th and has, right now, 1,137 replies. It contains some really interesting photos that do indeed look like they might be trees on Mars.
Right.
And lots of really messages in this thread try to convince the author and others that there are indeed no trees on Mars. But with over 1,100 replies, obviously the debate rages on. And the thread was still active recently in August with some exchanges between members Zorgon, Stellar X, and RMAP, including some more photos from different sources. And it does look like we're seeing some interesting shots on Mars. And just very recently, NASA revealing that it looks like there's some actively moving glaciers on Mars.
Right.
Does lend a little more, I don't know if it's credence, but just a little bit more to the idea that there is active water in the atmosphere on Mars and probably in the landscape. So vegetation, it may not be as impossible as we thought, but full-fledged trees without grasslands would seem unlikely.
Well, I have to admit, even on page one where I first saw the photographs, I have looked at topographical photographs before and aerial shots, and I have to admit that there's a couple of photographs on there. It does look like either a bunch of bushes or trees that have accumulated in linear form. I don't know. Absolutely true.
And the infuriating thing about this thread, at least that lends credence to the topic, is the idea that several members tried to make contact with more official sources that would analyze these pictures.
Sure.
And they've had responses, but then no official position on what it is people are looking at in these photos. So the vacuum of information tends to allow speculation like this to continue, and a lot of the speculation, you know, like you said, has some basis in reality. Where, yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Number nine.
Okay, this next thread paints the picture that 2007 was the year of UFOs and aliens above Top Secret. I think, what is it, six of the top 10 topics are from that particular forum.
Yeah.
So. And the number one and number two topics are from aliens and UFOs. So it certainly is the year of that topic on ATS, like no other, I should add. It really took off. Anyway, number nine was posted on April 12th by one of our staff members, Gazrock, in the Aliens and UFOs forums. It started out Billy Meyer ray gun pictures and then was changed to Billy Meyer UFO contact hoax was ray gun pictures. And 1,193 replies right now. This became an exceptionally hot thread.
Right.
About 2 weeks after it was started, especially after Michael Horn, the Billy Meyer cheerleader, joined. It began with one of our staff, as I said, who is a longtime UFO researcher, discovered some silly pictures on his hard drive as he was cleaning things up of the supposed ray gun being held by by one of the aliens or the aliens or whatever supposedly visited.
Simgazi, Billy, I think.
Yeah, what? I don't remember the name. That visited Billy Meyer. Now, I don't think there's any subject more than this that divide the UFO community, such as the viability of the Billy Meier story.
Right.
This, we talked about this in the last review. Some threads do a great job of summarizing a particular topic, even though the topic's been around for a while. This is one. This thread just is an amazing summary of the spectrum of issues, from the photos of the original toy that was used to manufacture this particular ray gun,
right,
to serious issues with several of the photos Meier took of the spaceships, including errors in construction, like the carpet tacks that was used to make them having fallen off and sitting on the side of the model. But this thread was still somewhat active in September, with the Meier diehards still attempting to defend the credibility of whatever credibility there is of the Billy Meier story. Now, what do you think of the Billy Meier story?
I got to tell you that when I first heard the Billy Meier story, I thought it was a complete fabrication. And then I did some research, and I thought there was certain aspects of it that sounded fairly plausible. But then when we started getting into some of the photographs, such as the one with the ray gun and whatnot, and I looked at I believe the alien contactee with Billy Meier, her name was Sim Jazzy. For some reason, that sticks in my mind. But there's a photograph of her holding the ray gun, and she's dressed in this foil-type outfit. I had one of those back in the 70s. It was one of those solar weight reducing type,
yes,
that just held all your heat in, so you perspired and inside. But the ray gun looks just like a toy. The other thing that kind of blew me away was I thought, in my little bit of research I did into Billy Meier, that the aliens had six fingers. In these photographs, she only has five.
Right. I tend to think that somewhere along the line, he may have actually felt that his early experiences were true, whether they were true or not. Obviously, this guy experienced something.
Yeah.
And then I tend to think that in his efforts to prove his story, he went a little bit too far down the hoax road in trying to convince people that he's got photos of UFOs and had those encounters and all. So, yeah, there you go.
I have, in fact, another photograph, since we're talking about photographs. I think he had one where supposedly he had been taken on board a time-traveling ship and had gone back into time, and they saw a pterodactyl or something like that. And, so he
and those happened to be photographs of illustrations in a book.
And that's exactly what they turned out to be, illustrations,
yeah,
in a book. And I looked at that and I go, oh, come on. So I agree, but man, what a great thread. And a lot,
yeah,
of responses.
It's dynamite thread. Well worth the time to dig through if you're at all interested in this subject from any point of view.
Number 8.
All right, the 8th most popular thread by replies with 1,216 replies is now in the 9/11 Conspiracies Forum and posted by Robert Z on October 14th. It's titled, "The Hologram Theory is Dead." actually, the hologram theory or the no planes theory, I guess they're very similar or combined in many ways, is relatively recent idea. And this recent thread proved more than anything else this year in 9/11 forum that a controversial 9/11 concept can really spark a heated discussion rather quickly,
I guess.
And for those who are unaware of this, I should say, camp of what we could call alternative 9/11 scenarios.
Oh, you're being very generous here, aren't you?
Actually, you know what? I kind of like that. Alternative 9/11 scenarios. That's
very nice.
That is very nice, isn't it? The core idea is that holograms or some other artificial projection,
right,
made it appear as though actual passenger airlines struck the World Trade Center. Now, the counter to that presented in this thread is the seemingly impossibility of precisely placed impact holes in the building,
right,
to coordinate with those artificial projections, complete with explosive charges that somehow forced the impact zones inward when they exploded. So, I mean, you got to stack up a lot of things that seem to be relatively impossible to support the idea that something projected struck the building. However, there are a lot of people that spend a lot of time looking for tidbits of evidence that support these theories.
Right.
But the author of this thread underestimated the veracity of this no-plane crap.
I guess.
And a rather spirited thread ensued. We had to spank a few people on that thread. And it's still going on. At least the most recent post in it was just a couple weeks ago. But this this is one of two of the really hot threads in the 9/11 conspiracies forum. And it really does signify this particular topic, because the so-called no planes theory has really come into prominence in 2007. So it does make sense that that was a popular one for that forum on ATS this year.
And, you know, if I recall correctly, didn't John Lear even drop by in a few of these?
Oh, yes. Our friend Mr. Lear yes. Made several appearances in the thread, and he does subscribe to this theory. And everyone is entitled to their beliefs. And, you know, there's to subscribe to his particular angle on this theory, you have to also follow along that there is a battery of incredibly exotic technologies that the government has access to,
right.
and that they did indeed coordinate and use these complex technologies on that day. So that tends to be the angle he approaches this theory from.
In fact, if I recall correctly, he quotes Arthur C. Clarke: "Technology sufficiently advanced looks like magic."
That's true. That is a Arthur C. Clarke quote.
Yes, it is.
Number 7.
Okay, so the 7th most popular thread by replies is also in the 9/11 conspiracies forum, and it was started by member R4758 on February 26th. 1,301 replies so far, and it's titled "BBC News Reports Building 7 Collapses 23 Minutes Before It Collapses."
Right.
And yes, this topic remains an odd anomaly throughout all of the 9/11 conspiracy discussions, and received a great deal of buzz throughout the entire internet early this year, not just on ATS or even other 9/11 sites. I mean, this was on YouTube, and it was on Google Video, it was on Dig, it was on StumbleUpon. I think there was even mention of it on Slashdot. It got some pretty broad attention. And indeed, in the video posted in the thread, an on-camera BBC commentator or reporter or whatever can be seen discussing the collapse of Building 7 several minutes before the actual collapse, with the building clearly standing upright in the panorama scene behind the on-camera reporter. And the conspiracy of this particular idea was further compounded by the apparent sudden disappearance of the video from the BBC website soon after it became popular. And then dozens of mirror archives sprung up to preserve the content, because a lot of people did download it.
Right.
And this thread is still active just a couple weeks ago, and continues to delve into what is, in my mind, one of the most compelling mysteries surrounding the events of 9/11. No matter what you think, no matter what your stance on whether you believe in the conspiracies, or you're trying to debunk the conspiracies, or you're on the fence, I've seen everybody in all three camps remain puzzled about this particular aspect. And I think they also found footage of someone on CNN discussing the collapse before the collapse actually happened. And this is a full spectrum puzzle that gets the debunkers and the conspiracy theorists and the 9/11 truthers and the people on the fence perplexed that we're seeing this footage. So it's interesting, and it does remain one of the tantalizing bits of hints that did the media have some involvement in hyping these events? Did they have some involvement in getting information out there? And the script was a little screwed up, and somebody shuffled the pages right. in the script, which is what it would seem in this case. So, and then that was the angle that a lot of the discussion came from on this particular thread, which was, it still remains an interesting thread. A lot of great information on there. And I've seen this topic covered on a lot of sites that deal with 9/11, like 9/11 Blogger, 9/11 Researchers, and a few others. And I think we have the most in-depth analysis, and certainly the most lengthy and long-lived analysis of this particular event that you'll find online.
Absolutely. 66 pages worth to
right.
date.
And still going. So
and
it's
still going. Yeah.
Yeah, people have not given up on this. And I think another oddity, we talked about the previous thread being rather spirited. This particular thread is not just one of the most well-behaved threads in the 9/11 forum, but one of the most well-behaved threads in ATS. So a lot of the participants are that shows that we have a, a subject matter that a lot of different people are really concerned about. And they're focusing more on the subject than each other, which in this thread and on a 9/11 topic is just phenomenal. So it's a very good read.
I think it's like you said before, it's one of the few mystery proponents of the 9/11 phenomena that all camps are scratching their head about.
Exactly, exactly.
And it that's may be why the only thing they all come together on.
I think so. There's a few other things. I think that one of the things they come together on is that the date was indeed 9/11/2001.
Right.
And that it happened in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. After that, it just diverges.
Right.
Number six.
So the sixth most popular thread, working our way through the top 10 halfway, is in the Skunkworks forum, which is our forum dedicated to more speculative ideas and topics. Written by On the Deck, began January 23rd. It's still active, right, with 1,831 replies, and is titled, If You Could Ask a Time Traveler a Question, What Would You Ask? And I got to say... This is one of our more entertaining threads, and it really is just as it sounds. Hundreds of members chiming in to create 93 pages of speculative discussion, not just about appropriate questions for this time traveler, but on time travel itself. But the title is a bit deceptive because you don't really realize that the member on the deck claims to have a friend who is somehow in touch with his future self, whether spiritually or whatever the phenomena that causes this.
Right.
Unlike many similar threads in the past, where we would see normally just you know, calls of a hoax and the villagers with pitchforks and flames attacking the thread, primarily because the discussion moves in a reasonably cordial and interesting way, we're not seeing much of that here. Based on some of the responses, they don't have the of On the Deck's friend, I should say. They don't have the immediate aura or smell of hoax because they're not as silly as what we've seen in a lot of other either similar hoaxes or like the John Teeter. We know now that a lot of what he has discussed is simply not true.
Right.
So for the most part, because of that, because it has remained reasonably cordial, there's some interesting discussions about time travel within this very big thread. It's well worth a read and very engaging. Not really sure if On the Deck's friend is the real deal. But there's no, of course, I haven't had the chance to read the entire thread,
right,
as is the case with all of these. But if in what I could find, there seems to be no red herring or red flag or standout event within this thread that would cause the typical, like I said, villagers with pitchforks and torches to cause us to try to label this thread as a hoax.
And it also kind of gives us a great insight, a mirror, if you will, into the mind of our posters and our members here, because they ask some pretty interesting questions.
Some incredibly relevant questions to not just current time, what's it going to be like 5-10 years? And, you know, a surprisingly limited number of stupid questions like, you know, what's tomorrow's lottery numbers and crap like that.
One of the ones that kind of made me chuckle was the one where DJ Temp said, do your parents know you're gone? And I thought, oh, okay, well, yeah, I can see that. That's a fair question.
Number five.
Now, more than anything else, this thread in the number five position is a watershed thread for ATS. It defines the year of the UFOs on ATS. It defines how well our members find UFO hoaxes, and it also defines how important ATS has become to the UFO community.
Oh, yes.
If you haven't guessed by now, it's the thread authored by Keyhole on August 9th. Haiti UFO video from YouTube is the title of the thread in the Aliens and UFOs forum. And it is indeed now labeled as a hoax with 1,902 replies. And this just was a fantastic thread that highlights all of the great attributes of the ATS membership, as I said. And as many know by now, a YouTube video was posted back in August of what looked like an amazing scene. A group of obviously extraterrestrial craft flying low and clear center frame against a backdrop of breezy palm trees, shot with a jerky handheld consumer video camera and supposedly filmed in Haiti. Like the holy grail, initially, it seemed, of UFO videos.
And not blurry.
And not blurry. Well, there were a couple moments of focus, but we'll get to that in a second. Within days, the astute members of ATS noticed, or an astute member, I should say, noticed that all the palm trees were identical. Wait a minute. And then soon they even identified the actual 3D software program that has that particular 3D model of a palm tree in its default library.
In its demo library.
Yes. And that 3D software indeed has the capability to simulate the erratic motion of a handheld camera complete with autofocus errors, right, and simulate breezy wind in the trees. So it was a slam dunk. But the real power of ATS was confirmed in this particular thread, where we are the only site where this was discussed in such length. The actual creator of this hoax video stepped forward and answered questions and explained that, you know, he was just doing this and he slapped it up and he had no idea,
sure,
that it would spawn like it. And there were even a lot of write-ups in mainstream media, and Above Top Secret was sourced in many of them as the location that discovered the, within days, the hoax nature of the video.
I find it hard to believe that he didn't have intentions of it becoming the new viral video.
Oh, I mean, come on. Who was I to know? You know, I put it up there. I didn't think it would do this.
Yeah, right. And, you know, a lot of our astute members, they brought out some fine points, which included if this truly was a UFO captured, a number of UFOs, actually, why post it on YouTube but not go through the normal channels of reporting a UFO?
There are so many why this and why not that in this thread that, yeah, it clearly became a hoax relatively quick. Yeah, even without the slam dunk of the models in the scene being used, there were just so many things that didn't add up.
And the sad thing is, you know, there's still a lot of people that believe that this is real.
Yes, yes. I was just going to say, last week, this video made it to the homepage of Yahoo as with the title UFOs in Haiti. So people are still being fooled by this video.
Incredible.
Number four.
So we have our fourth most popular topic in the Aliens and UFOs forum again. A surprise, surprise. Posted by Ghost Raven, who is now banned. Yes. And because this is another watershed topic in that someone, Ghost Raven, was attempting to hoax, you know, literally the entire UFO community through ATS. Again, it's another recognition of even the hoaxers are now realizing that we're the best way to try to do this. And if they can get through us, then they're golden.
Right.
The title of the thread is ET False Flag Operation to Begin in August. And this was posted on June 22nd with 1,900 replies. This time, as I said, ATS and dozens of other sites, I should say, that follow ATS were directly hoaxed by Ghost Raven, who launched this thread with supposed information he apparently discovered while being a paid disinformationist that there would be a global false flag attack blamed on extraterrestrials. The ultimate goal, presumably, would be to set in motion the series of events that would ultimately lead to the New World Order and a militarized global government to control the masses and keep us all hammered down and under surveillance and doing our due diligence by working as hard as we can and paying as much taxes as we can. Oddly enough, yes, we were able to confirm. Well, anyway, Ghost Raven eventually fessed up to Springer, to Mark, and a UTU was posted where he said, yes, this is just all a silly thought experiment of my own. I just wanted to see how far I would go and what the responses would be. And when people started actually talking about tracking him down, you know, that's when he got scared and fessed up.
It would do the same to me.
Oddly enough, tidbits of this story don't necessarily ring completely false in that not so much the false flag operation, but we were able to confirm that every single one of his posts in this thread was come from a certain Illinois public library, which, oddly enough, was indeed situated as the nearest public library to a firm considered a contract government think tank. And long suspected of being involved in deep cover psychological warfare type events. So, I mean, if you think about what he was saying and who he was involved with and that he got scared of what he was seeing, then you realize, and then he fesses up, but then you realize, well, geez, I mean, it's a weird coincidence from a geography standpoint, his proximity to the type of government contractor that would indeed do this kind of test online to see what the results would be is very close to the library from which these messages were posted.
The hiding in plain view theory.
Almost, right. Yeah, it's very, very bizarre. So anyway, we do know, well, there was no alien false flag operation in August. So we do know that this is fiction. And Ghost Raven fessed up, as we said, to having created it just to see what would happen. But there are some interesting angles to the story, and that's just one of them. It still is a very fascinating read if you want to spend time to read the 1903 replies, but it is a hoax.
And this is one of the reasons why Dave and I didn't get a chance to interview him, because I offered him that chance to come on and tell his story.
Right. Well, maybe Dave has gone the way of Ghost Raven. Ghost Raven disappeared as well, because who knows where Dave is now?
Oh, don't talk like that.
Number three.
And how appropriate is it that one of the top three.
Yes.
And the thread titled The 5th of November ? By Yarko Finn on September 24th with 2,597 replies. And if you recall, we started teasing people about our November 5th event in Manhattan at the Gansevoort Hotel. Which was a ended up being a for ATS at least a very important press party where we revealed our plans for the future, our ecosystem concept, and how the members of ATS would begin to be able to shape their mainstream media. And this show ATS Mix is one of the very important first steps in going there. All part of the digital revolution. We put up several teaser videos. You know, we really never promised more in these teaser videos other than the fact that it was a digital revolution.
Right.
We played up on the Guy Fawkes legend, and we said, you know, pretty much, what if the dynamite was digital?
Right.
And the digital revolution, you know, we also alluded to the fact that people would have the ability to talk to each other and influence their own media and be able to actually make a difference, which is indeed what we really hope for and what we are working, what I work hard on, you know, every day.
Sure.
Apparently a lot of members took the revolution to heart more than we anticipated. and also at the actual event when we had the live webcam, you know, we had hoped that within 20 minutes of starting that webcam, everybody would be there and we'd actually be into our presentation. Well, as it turned out, some of the more important media people were up to 45 minutes late. So, yes, I mean, as our members were watching the live webcam, waiting for the revolution to happen, they were essentially watching a cocktail party.
Right.
Which I can understand was a letdown, but those that stuck through for the presentation were indeed surprised by what we have planned. And it's unfortunate that some members were let down. It's unfortunate that the timing worked that way, that crews from 60 Minutes and Fox and Friends and Dateline NBC and every major newspaper were there.
Right.
And really, it didn't make sense for us to do that presentation until everyone was in place. And it did go off much later than expected. But again, at least we had at one point nearly 500 members on ATS watching the video simultaneously.
Right.
So at least we were able to share it with as many people as possible, which was also very important to us. So that was a top three thread, and we continue to work on this concept. We have a book in play. We have television projects in play. ATS Mix is our serious effort to get Above Top Secret into a daily syndicated radio show, and we're getting there, people. But the revolution was not televised. It was by live webcam, and there were cocktails.
Yes, there were.
So it was a letdown for some members, and I'm sorry for that.
Number two.
So we go back to the Aliens and UFOs forum for our top two topics of the year. This one is started by White Rabbit 29 on June 26th with 3,817 replies, and this is firmly in the category of potential hoax. The title of the thread is Isaac Caret. Caret, you see, I always pronounce this Caret because there's a interactive research firm that's spelled the same way that is pronounced Caret. But anyway, Isaac Caret, C2C drone possible explanation.
It's still popular today, by the way.
Yes, it is. And this is one of many that sprung up around these odd-looking drones that first appeared on the Coast to Coast AM website with follow-up images and reports on Linda Moulton Howe's Earth Files website. despite the fact that nearly every UFO website or community with a UFO form was above with these images and reports, it seems that AboveTopSecret.com was one of the few places, if not the only place, where a collection of people were seriously digging into the origins of these images in an effort to really find out what the hell was going on. And also what cropped up later were these Isaac Carrot manuals, where he was apparently this guy who researched this alien technology some years ago.
And snuck and, the information out, stuck in his pants.
Yes! Out of the top secret. Well, it could have been Los Alamos, then, if that's the case, because it's pretty easy to sneak stuff out of there, apparently. Some
like
months
that
later.
That Chinese guy did years ago.
Like he did a lot of times.
Yeah.
And the thread is just amazing. There's a lot of good shots. The origin of this potential hoax has gone back and forth a number of times. And there's still some people that think that this was part of an abandoned viral marketing effort for the Transformers movie.
Right.
That story is supported somewhat by the idea that there have been no new pictures or information since the movies came out.
Right.
There's additional theories that it's viral marketing for something else that was eventually abandoned. So there's a lot of that, but really there hasn't been anything new for some time. So some months later, obviously the smart money is on the fact that this is some type of hoax by one or more people. But some of the smartest money I've talked to is even going so far as to place this in the same category where many have placed the Project Serpo hoax that was created a while ago,
right.
in that this is a manufactured event with tantalizing potential secrets, maybe even some secrets that really are secrets, revealed,
sure,
distributed online specifically to see how it spreads, to whom it spreads first, then where, and how it goes after that.
And how it's accepted.
Right. So dark, spooky people in dark corners of those contract government think tanks can indeed glean a great deal of useful information by data mining how something like this is distributed across the internet. And the paths of the distribution of that information can give them important details on who is doing it more aggressively, and who to watch.
Yeah.
And right now, if you go back to almost 3 years ago, Project Serpo blew up on ATS.
Right.
Most of the people that follow these serious UFO topics and conspiracies put Project Serpo in that category, that it was a fishing expedition to see where the information goes and how it goes there.
Well, I have to be honest with you. You know, being a kind of an amateur ufologist and researcher myself, there were several things about this whole deal that kind of made me step back to look at it again. One was what the craft actually looked like. It looked like nothing I'd ever seen before.
Yes.
I'd never seen anything like that. And number two was later on, there were some other tidbits of information that came out from the supposed manual or instructions or paperwork that was snuck out about the hieroglyphics that are on the ship supposedly is actually software itself. Which I thought was interesting. I'd never heard that angle before. So,
no, there's a lot of very creative aspects to this.
Oh, absolutely.
And just as there were a lot of very creative aspects to the Project Serpo story, detail is very similar. It's a different kind of detail, but the level of detail is very similar.
Number one.
Okay. The number one thread.
We're finally here. 2007
on AboveTopSecret.com with a whopping 6,100 replies still getting activity to this day.
Wow.
Began on January 12th in the, yes, Aliens and UFOs forum. A lot of people think this is a hoax, but again, there's enough, I wouldn't want to say real information, but enough information being cordially exchanged that it has not yet received the hoax flag. And it is the thread authored by the notorious sleeper.
Well, hang on there, big guy. Let me interrupt you just briefly here. Before we get too deep into this, I kind of have a surprise for you and all the members. It's of you and Springer back on the ATS review in mid-February of this year when you guys were talking about the most popular threads. So let me take you back there now.
ATS.
Flashback. February 15th with the Skeptic Overlord and Springer.
I'm going to say I don't have a clue.
Mr. Sleeper and his I'm Coming Clean on Extraterrestrials.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And, you know, I want a sideways segue for a real, real short moment.
No, it never happens. You never do a short segue.
I want to shout out to all the people out there who seem to take issue with a person coming to the AboveTopSecret.com forum, going into the Aliens and UFO forum on our site, and sharing their personal experience relative to aliens and UFOs. I mean, my God, I actually read one guy that said, well, this is taking down the what did he say, the research quality of the data on AboveTopSecret.com. I'm sitting there, I'm going, wait a minute, dude. We're in the Aliens and UFO forum. What research quality data is possibly going to be, you know, brought down by this guy sharing his experience? I just, that fogs my mind. You know, it just really does.
Yeah, and that led to some action. And really, what we want to do is make sure that people with similar experiences don't be afraid of coming and sharing them, because we're going to make sure that the population of ATS embraces you and wants to hear about your story. No matter how crazy it is. Anyway!
Actually, the most incredible thing that I find on this, considering that you did that review back in February 15th, is that this thread has garnished over an incredible 6,100 posts on 306 pages, and this still remains as one of the most active threads at AboveTopSecret.com. Now, as you have said, there are many that think that this is an elaborate hoax. Others that believe that the member Sleeper does indeed have contact with an alien species. But whatever you think, this has been our review's number one thread in our 2007 countdown.
Okay, now to wrap things up, I have one thread which is my favorite, and I've looked through everything in 2007.
Yeah.
And I'm taking executive privilege.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm actually going to pick a thread that was officially started in late 2006, but didn't really take off until 2007.
Okay.
So I'm cheating, but I think it's worth it. This was begun by Among Us on December 8th, and it now has 2,110 replies. Overwhelming 98% of those replies occurred in 2007. Which is why I think it's still fair to say it's a 2007 sure. threat. It's in the Aliens and UFOs forum.
Imagine
again.
Imagine that!
And the title is O'Hare Airport UFO Sighting Discussion. Pictures, Witnesses, and Analysis. This thread just went phenomenal. This
sure.
is a bona fide UFO event that happened at the Chicago O'Hare Airport, was reported in the Chicago Tribune, and we have eyewitnesses in this thread, the only site on the internet where eyewitnesses are directly engaging members and answering their questions. And it's just more than one. I think we have a total of three different eyewitnesses, one of which claims to be a baggage handler who actually saw it. We have a cell phone picture. Someone on the ground took a photo of the UFO, and not just the eyewitnesses active in our thread, but also the eyewitnesses that the Chicago Tribune reporter was able to show this photo to, all agreed to a person, yes, that's what I saw. That's where it was when I saw it, as far as this photo is concerned. So it's a phenomenal thread. It just goes through a lot of information, a lot of research, a lot of detailed testimony from the eyewitnesses. And it sort of is a nice balance to have a thread like this that is beginning to be sourced by mainstream media on this event that discusses a bona fide sighting of an object that is clearly not of any known terrestrial technology,
right?
And behaves as legendary UFOs are, you know, thought to behave, that are of extraterrestrial origin, where it hovered for a while and then shot straight up at such phenomenal speed it punched a hole in the clouds.
Punched a hole in the clouds. And, you know, allegedly there's supposedly, although I haven't been able to find any more information on it, but allegedly there is some video of this also.
That is not yet confirmed. We were able to, the rumor came out that Dan Aykroyd purchased the video.
Right.
And we were able to confirm that that actually did not happen. So that might just be, and there were a lot of hoaxes, a lot of hoax pictures, a lot of hoax stories that sprung up around this event, and our members did a great job of singling those out and ferreting through what is real and what is not. And that remains one of the potential hoax rumors that are not real.
This particular incident was also backed by mainstream news.
Exactly. And for a while there, they weren't recognizing the discussions that's happening on our site. But now, in a couple TV specials and some of the queries we get from mainstream reporters, they are aware of what happened in this thread. They're aware of our picture, and they're starting to use that, both that and the testimony of the eyewitnesses that came forward.
And, you know, actually, this kind of surprises me that you would pick this thread, because I would have thought for sure that you would have gone with the Barksdale missile incident.
It was a tough call. I didn't go with that one because I didn't want to disappear like Dave Rabbit.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I got somebody at the door. I have to go. There's a white van out in front too.
Uh-oh. Bill?
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. Thank you.